This is your Day X World War III update. I want to first off apologize for my absence in the last 4 days. It's been challenging because there's been a lot of news that I haven't been able to report on. I've been stricken with a particularly nasty strain of COVID, and I can handle the fever that hasn't broken 8 days. I can handle the hot cold. I can handle the sore throat, which is nasty. It's like swallowing razor blades. I can handle the coughing all night. I can handle the head cold aspects, the hot cold, the malaise, the lack of energy. That's all fine. I can do videos through all of that. What I can't work through is the brain fog. The brain fog is one of the most frustrating, debilitating aspects of this illness for a person like me, whose job it has become to not only aggregate and disseminate the news, but to, you know, break it down and provide some level of novel analysis. And when your brain doesn't work, you just simply can't do that. So over the last 4 days in particular, I'm watching shit happen. Like, I'm watching the price of gold hit new highs, assassinations attempts, Ukraine talking about getting nuclear weapons, and, you know, Israel with their finger hovering over the nuclear button for Iran, and these leaks and all this stuff. And it's like, I'm just watching it, you know, and I cannot go above and beyond anything else. It's almost like Clockwork Orange at this point in time. I'm strapped to a chair and I can't think about it in any meaningfully abstract sort of way to derive any information that isn't already there in front of me. So, you know, I'm going to try to summarize the events of the past 4 days, and maybe you'll get something new. Maybe I'll tell you something that you hadn't already heard, but chances are you've probably heard a lot of this news. But I think that in the next 3 weeks, these 3 weeks, I hope I get better, because this is going to be one of the most critical times in the channel's history. We could very well see just years worth of news happen in the next 3 weeks, and everybody needs to be dialed in. I want to say first and foremost that I had to use my Jace medical kit again, and no, this is not like a attempt to, you know, natively embed or advertise. I legit have used my Jace antibiotics so much now that it's just becoming very common. I know some people are going to say, oh, you're going to get, antibiotic resistance, but I don't have to worry about that because historically I haven't used a lot. Anyways, this viral infection that I had led to a bacterial infection. Thank God that has been dealt with, because that was a real pain in the ass. Strongly recommend everybody get another supply of Jace, okay? Because you may have bought some antibiotics, you know, because we've done promotions with them in the past. They're a service that allows you to get antibiotics without all the hassle of explaining to your doctor that you're a doomsday prepper and all that. But they allow you to renew your subscription, your prescription every year. So they send you out a new batch. Get more. Because if you get something, chances are someone in your family is going to get something. And if you just buy one dose, it's not going to be enough for just you. And this is particularly why we end up using so much of this stuff. And I don't want people to think we're like, you know, just prolific pill poppers when it comes to antibiotics. I know we're talking about, you know, having used my Jace case over the last 3 years a few times. But nonetheless, you know, it's come in so handy. And I could only imagine if we didn't have that and the shit had hit the fans. So this is just another reminder to go out and get yourself a Jace medical, especially the prescription antibiotics, because that's a lifesaver, man. I'll post a link in the description. Retired Israeli Brigadier General Amir Avivi told ABC News today that the upcoming Israeli response to Iran's latest ballistic missile attack will be fierce, strong, and very surprising, with it marking the beginning of a war which is expected to last many months. How does a war with Iran only last many months? If you ask me, it's going to either last a couple weeks or it's going to last years. It's going to last a couple weeks if they can keep it at the level of under the nuclear threshold, Which I'm not so sure they can. It depends on Iran's pain tolerance. Because I do believe that when Israel does strike Iran, it has to be meaningful enough in order to prevent a counterattack that is going to imperil Israel's critical infrastructure and send a lot of their dual citizens packing. And their citizens have already been invited to come home to many of their other countries that they pay allegiance to. So this is a very ominous warning when he's saying that this war is expected to last many months. Of course, Biden allegedly has been told the plan, and he knows when it's going to happen. And Iran has now complained to the United Nations today, saying that if the United States knows the plan and they're providing a lot of the weapons for this thing to happen, then they're complicit in this. And I don't know what they expect the UN to do, because the Netanyahu has said to Guterres, Antonio Guterres, that if you come to the country, we're going to arrest you, or he's banned from coming to the country. They're currently putting the lives of UNIFIL at risk, who's on the border in southern Lebanon, who's saying that the attacks that are currently happening in the incursion into Lebanon is illegal according to international law. But, you know, those words don't mean anything when you're doing daily human sacrificial runs, as it would appear, that are becoming increasingly more intense, and people are becoming increasingly desensitized too. And I think that says more about us than it says about the people that we're bombing. And I would exercise extreme caution about where this whole thing could go. Because when you look at these scenes of these little children, piles of bodies of little children being pulled out of rubble, and nobody's even really, you know, that concerned about it at all. Even the people who should be, you know, on the side of Israel, who should acknowledge how bad it is, or just acknowledge that, oh yeah, we screwed up, or not. You know, you have to ask yourself, we're not that far from using a nuclear weapon. You know, if people think that it's, oh, they never do such a thing. Now, if you can see what we've seen in the last year unfold, they can use a nuclear weapon and people will acquiesce all the same. So this idea that it's never going to happen because people will never tolerate such a thing, forget about that. We're past that. We're in a whole new league of psychopathy at this point in time. This is why gold is peaking once again, reaching all-time highs, crossing over the 2750 mark. I don't know, what is it at right now? Let me just check here. Silver is also uptrending. I'm sure you guys are glad that you got into that, as we've been talking about it for the last year. Gold currently continuous contract trading at 2748. And let's look at silver. Silver is up to 3434, which is absolutely insane. I think silver is going to leave that old record of 50 in the dust. And that's not financial advice. In fact, at this point in time, I don't know what I would say. Gold, back when it was like 2000, when we were telling everybody, yeah, load up. Back when it was 1600, when we were telling people to load up. Yeah, I would say go for it. But now, I mean, it really doesn't matter, right? Because gold is measured in US dollars. So the price of gold, the value of gold, its intrinsic value is never really going to change. Could you buy at the top of a hysterical a bull market and be left kind of holding a bag for a few years? Eventually, but with gold, it always evens out over time. And it's something that when you buy it, you put it away, you don't sell it. It's not something that you do for a return on your investment, but this is a sign that, you know, things are getting weird. This intelligence leak that happened, I wanted to do a whole video on it, but I just didn't have the brain power to do it. Essentially, what I think this is, it's misdirection. Because when you actually read the intelligence leak, it's two pages. It's based on geospatial intelligence, which is using satellite imagery and pictures in order to try to determine what the Israeli military is planning. So it's not a leak in the sense that the U.S. government had direct information and they had leaked that to the public. This is an independent agency which compiles what they call geosynth and signals intelligence in order to try to paint a picture of what's about to happen. And so the information is quite vague, and there's many different ways this could, in fact, just be an attempt to try to deceive the Iranians, right? To make them think that you're going to do one thing, to keep them on edge, to keep infighting and tension within the region happening in order to just induce readiness fatigue. I think that might actually be what this is. Some people are saying that it might have been the FBI, or the FBI is saying that somebody internally had leaked this information, and that might be the case. It might have been a hack. The real question is the information that profound and interesting? Not really. It's drawing a bunch of conclusions about what type of weapons, and it's presuming that the Israelis are going to do some kind of air attack. That's really the gist of the information that you get. And so what that does, of course, is it gets the Iranians prepared to deal with an Israeli air onslaught, right? But they also, one of the things that they do indicate in there is that the Israelis haven't put their nuclear weapons on, or haven't moved their nuclear weapons, so they claim. So however, there is other open source intelligence that contradicts that and says that they are, in fact, dispersing their nuclear weapons. So the jury is still out on that. I'm going to try to do a bit more research on that. I mean, over the past few days, we've had Netanyahu attempt to get assassinated. Now they're saying that that's going to intensify the Israeli strike against Iran that they're holding on to. And I'm sure it has something to do with the elections, the reason for the delay. I think it really will depend. If they know Trump's getting in there, then they know they have a blank check to go to war with Iran. Trump said that over the weekend. He has specifically said in an interview that he thinks that Israel should target Iran's nuclear facilities. Well, the only way you can do that is with nuclear weapons. And he probably knows that. I presume, I would hope he knows that, that the only way they're doing that is with some sort of stealth bomber technology, right? In order to bring the enough ordnance to bear to get deep enough to do any meaningful damage. So he's all in. So I think if they think that Trump is going to win, and I'm not sure if Israel, they're still the company that makes the voting machines in the United States. I know they used to have one of their companies. So I'm sure they have some type of, polling capability or something to determine who's going to win. If they think it's going to go to Kamala, then they might pull the trigger before the election just to be safe, so they don't have to deal with all of the public relations stuff. Because as much as Kamala will play ball with the Israelis, her constituents won't be too happy about it, and she's going to have to answer, and that's just going to make, for more chaos. So Netanyahu would much prefer, I think, a Trump presidency that would allow him to do what he's doing, to continue doing what he's doing with impunity and have no questions. In fact, they just got another $5.4 billion today, in addition to the $17 billion. This has been earmarked for missile defense or something. Who knows what it's really being laundered for. We got North Korean troops in Ukraine. We've got Korean flags already raised in Donetsk. I'm sure they were raised by the Russian army as a tribute to the contribution of the North Koreans. But things are getting crazy, man. This is a world war. And now the South Koreans are threatening to deploy troops as well. China made a video the other day. I wanted to show it because this was something else. It's something out of a movie. Xi Jinping is making a call to arms. It's a rallying call to prepare for a massive war. Now they're going to start doing live fire exercises in the Taiwan Strait. Okay? So you need to buckle up. You need to double down, man. Whether Nate's sick or not, whether I'm here to motivate you, you got to be motivating yourself right now. And we got the election, which could be all kinds of wild civil unrest if the results don't go the way half the country wanted to. And you know that's going to be inevitable. And I don't got much time left here. I got 2 minutes to rattle off the rest of this. Ukraine's ultimatum. They want nuclear weapons, or they're going to, they want NATO. You got France talking about putting troops into Ukraine once again. In fact, Ukrainian citizens now, supposedly citizens, are having a petition to bring back nuclear weapons. They say that they can have it done in a couple weeks if they want to. You have all the Russian strategic submarines currently at port for some reason. If you recall, the late Peter Vincent Pry had theorized that when you see all the Russian submarines at port, that's bad news because they want to make sure that there is a tethered hardline connection to those submarines that can't be disrupted. The, what is it called, ELF frequency, extended long range, extremely long range frequency, can be compromised by various disruptions, distortions. There might be technologies that we don't know about. They want to be sure if they have to launch, and it sounds counterintuitive. Why the hell would you have your submarines close to port? I don't know. I'm not an expert on the topic. But it's a sign that they're either retooling, getting ready to head out to sea for a big mission, and that's never good news. There's rumors of second THAAD batteries already coming to Israel because there's been an increased amount of military planes flying there as of recent. Talked about the attempted assassination attempt. Trump did a McDonald's ad, and everybody got really excited about that. I mean, okay, if that's you know, that's how easy we are. Then I guess that's how easy we are. Just prepare for multi-trillion-dollar debt payments into perpetuity and no social security that you paid into for many, many decades. Ukrainian drones are striking Russian air bases and chip manufacturing facilities. And Russia responded to Trump after he said that he would go after Moscow if he had it his way. And they said, well, yeah, we'll go after Washington. So shit's only going to keep hitting the fan in greater intensity, so I encourage you to keep on prepping. I hope I'm 100% tomorrow, because we got a lot to talk about. Thanks for watching. Canadian Prepper out.